WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories, 8:05, 8:21. It's our monthly report from the Stanford High School online newspaper, The Roundtable. WGCH News Center time, 7:52, second Thursday of each month. We check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
All right. We're going to go on multiple fronts here with your hats as a state rep, also as an RTM member. So we'll start with the town budget that's coming down to the final stretch and heading to the RTM.
Right. So we're standing here now looking at the town budget for the next fiscal year. I have to express some disappointment and concern as a member of the RTM. It looks like we continue to delay the projects for our school, Central Middle School and Old Greenwich School. I'm concerned that we're not remediating the problems on accessibility and safety. And more importantly, as a state rep, unless we have budgets that adequately fund the schools or get those projects going, I can't go up to the state and apply for reimbursement and help the town on that front. And, you know, we're stepping into a period now with the federal government on the Infrastructure Act, and there are potential opportunities on the Infrastructure Act, whether they be on environmental and solar heating or solar energy or geothermal on the heating or heat pumps. There's ways economically where if we had projects on the boards, we might be able to apply. So I'm concerned we're being a little short-sighted on our budgetary issues. We're not building in capital projects. We're not building in plans for capital projects. You know, those schools are, of course, the primary concern among our local residents, particularly here now as an RTM member. I sit in Old Greenwich, and the idea that we're going to postpone or delay that school has the neighborhood rather upset. On the state level, I'm concerned that we're not moving ahead with planning for longer-range projects for infrastructure for the town, and having the adequate levels of capital to do just to do the planning and then to apply for federal matching grants if we can get to that. You know, there's a chance we can do some of that planning with federal money, and maybe I can work on getting some allocation, but it would help if the town would step forward with and put some of the plans in place. Like, I know they've got plans that they just delayed on Holly Hill, which was to do some rerouting, putting some DPW trucks in there, trying to get it access for the public and access for the town's vehicles in separate areas. You know, it's just large and solid planning and not high-ticket items that need to be done that just aren't happening.
Now, from the budgetary standpoint, the RTM, not much you can do. You're not allowed to add to the budget, right? You can only cut.
No, there's really as much to do. The only thing that I see that's going on is a potential issue on fire inspection fees, and there's a potential there that a portion of the fire inspection fees would be diverted or set to the housing trust fund, which frankly, if we can get something done in funding the housing trust, it just builds our credibility in Hartford. It lends support for us keeping control of local zoning, which of course is, you know, of concern to my district or all the districts, both the RTM and the state level, you know, the people I represent in 1 through 6. So I want to maintain that local control. My support is there, but the arguments in support would be helpful if we had that trust funded. So I know that's going to be in front of the RTM to look at. That's about the only piece where we have some flexibility. Frankly, the rest of it, I'm disappointed where we are today on the issues, and I think we need to express our displeasure and put pressure. The BET should have stepped up for some of the school funding and chose not to.
And to be clear, the this idea of diverting from the inspections, that's going to be taken up in the May meeting, right? Not next Monday night's meeting, right?
Yeah, pretty sure that comes up in the May meeting, yeah.
Right. Okay. Give us an update on the session itself. How are things going in your committees, things coming out of committee? What's new?
Okay, so basically, the only committees still working at this point are the final two. One is the appropriations, which is where do we appropriate and spend the money, and taxes and bonding, revenue, and finance. Those are the two committees that are still at work. All the other committees, we finished all of our public hearings. We've done most of our bills. We've raised them, sent them on to a further level of screening. And if they have either revenue implications and or expenditure implications, they'll be referred to those two committees, the bonding, revenue, finance, and appropriations. I sat in commerce And one of the bills that it would be a bonding issue. I put in, or we put in as a committee, I can't speak as, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I'm a king. As chair of the committee, I helped push, but I had full support from both sides, Republicans and Democrats, to increase our brownfields remediation fees to go from $25 million a year bonding to $35. The idea being that, you know, with the industrial past, a lot of the state still has fairly toxic sites that are in the middle of industrial cities. The idea of being there is to renovate those sites, get them back on the tax rolls, and make those towns and cities more productive for the economy of the state. So those are kind of, you know, a local level, if you will, Superfund site for commercial properties and brownfield remediation. So that bill has been passed by the Commerce Committee, but now it has to get the imprimatur or the approval from Bonding Revenue Finance to increase from 25 to 35 a year, so it's a total of $20 million increase. And that'll have to go to Bonding Revenue Finance and be approved. That's kind of the mechanics on a lot of bills that they need to get. If they have a fiscal note or if they have an expenditure attached, then they have to get referred to the committees that oversee either the bonding or the tax credits of the state or the appropriation. And so I sit on Bonding Revenue Finance. We'll be hearing some of those bills. I'll be arguing again to support those bills to get them through the legislature. But you know, we're early into the season. We'll be seeing at the end of April, beginning of May, things will really percolate to the top, and the bills will get to the floor, and then the debates on the floor. But right now, we're kind of in a period of negotiation of what the legislature and the executive are trying to make heads and tails out of what we passed and the work we've done so far.
All right, things will be much clearer next time we get together in May. State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich joins